TCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Zev Brenner. Every year before the Good Israel of America dinner, we have the privilege of having Rabbi Chaim David Zweibel, the executive vice president of the organization, join us, and this year is no exception. Gutvach. Welcome back to the program.
Gutvach, Zev. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. 93rd annual dinner, big event coming up. So before we get to that, I know the Good Israel of America is always involved in new things. So tell us, what's new at the Agudah?
Well, I'll speak about something that just happened this past week, and it's not new at all. It's something that we've been doing for 50 years or so, and that was the annual Siyum Mishnayos for our Pirchei Agudat Yisrael. And this year we had over 1,000 boys coming from a variety of different locations in the tri-state area and beyond that joined us for this beautiful event, including 30 Bachrim, who for their bar mitzvah have learned Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. And I really got the goosebumps, Zev, I have to tell you, as I participated in this event and then and went over to each of these 30 boys and shook their hands, looking at boys, just some of them not even yet bar mitzvah and some of them just having been bar mitzvah, and to imagine them having gone through all of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah as a project for their bar mitzvah. These are the future Talmidei Chachamim and Gedolei Yisrael of Kol Yisrael, and to meet them at the age of bar mitzvah, it's just a thrilling thing. So I'm still on a high from that event that occurred earlier this week on Sunday evening, and was very excited about that. I can mention there was another interesting meeting that took place in our office this week with all of the New York City-based special education schools in the Jewish community. One of the divisions of Agudat Yisrael deals with special education, with the needs of children who have special needs, and has worked very closely with the schools that deal with these children. And I'm not talking about the mainstream schools that have resource rooms and so on. Those were very involved with as well. But these are the schools that cater specifically to the special needs population. They all came together. About 25 schools came together around the conference table at our national headquarters, and the head of our special ed division, Mrs. Leah Steinberg, convened this meeting to assess how the new policy that was developed by the de Blasio administration close to a year ago, I guess, after there were bills introduced in Albany that would have made changes in the system. The New York City Department of Education, following Mayor de Blasio's directive, made its own changes in the system. And this was a meeting that we had earlier this week to assess how those changes, how the new policy was playing out, how well it was working, was it in fact accomplishing what we had hoped. And the answer is that, thank God, there has been a sea change and an improvement in terms of special ed services for children who are enrolled in these schools, whose parents are seeking tuition reimbursement from the city, whereas the system before had been extremely bureaucratic and put parents through the ringer before they could try to obtain a compensation for the tuition reimbursement for the tuition that they had laid out. The system now, thanks to the innovations that the de Blasio administration worked out with Mrs. Steinberg and our office, that system is working a whole lot better, and the administrators of the schools couldn't have been happier. It was really a very thrilling moment to have heard what they had to say about how these changes have made such a real difference. So those are just some of the things. I guess one other thing I should mention that just happened this week, there was oral argument in the United States Supreme Court over the question of the constitutionality of the traditional definition of marriage, which many of us have heard about and are aware of. And Agudat Israel submitted a friend of the court brief, an amicus brief, arguing in favor of the traditional definition of marriage, that should be constitutionally permissible. And it was very heartbreaking, really, to look at the briefs on the other side of the case and to find a brief that was submitted that was joined in by the reform movement and the conservative movement and the reconstructionist movement, all of them not only supporting the idea of civil marriage between people of the same gender, which is the issue before the United States Supreme Court, but also saying that their rabbis perform these ceremonies. So it was very, very important for us, we felt, to inject into the national dialogue that is taking place over this issue now, over this fundamental moral issue, a defense from a Jewish perspective of the traditional definition of marriage. So those are the kinds of things. We're covering a broad spectrum there, from Pirkei Siyah Mishnayos to special ed to advocacy at the Supreme Court level. But those are the kinds of things that a Klal Yisrael organization like Agudath Israel is involved in on a regular basis. You know, every week we could give you those kinds of highlights, and that's what really makes the dinner that we'll be having a week from Sunday evening on May 10 at the New York Hilton kind of a unique event. This is indeed a Klal Yisrael organization. People from all different backgrounds are involved with this organization and are helping us and are deep into the programs and the policies and the projects of the organization. We get many political officials who join us.
You get a lot. That's very impressive, the roster that you have. I enjoy going every year. You have over 1,000 people. And this year you have Senator Cory Booker.
Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey, who is one of the rising stars in the United States Senate, is really a very fascinating person. And among other things, he is very, very knowledgeable about Judaism and doesn't hesitate to show off that knowledge.
Will you give a Dvar Torah at the dinner?
He hasn't distributed the Mare Mekomos yet, so we're waiting for those. But he may well. You never know. And more to the point, he has emerged within the Democratic Party as an extremely articulate voice for the concept of school choice, meaning enabling parents who choose private education, including religious education for their children, to benefit from certain governmental policies that will relieve tuition burdens from them. Within the Democratic Party, he is still a lonely voice in that respect, but more and more we are finding people, particularly from the African-American community, of which Senator Booker is a member, who are recognizing that expanding opportunities for parents in terms of finding the right schools to enroll their children makes good policy sense. It's an important civil rights issue, and as these voices become more prominent on the national scene, a voice like Senator Booker, I think that bodes very well for the possibility that we will find more and more states moving toward the direction of giving parents more options and supporting choices and relieving tuition burdens, which is obviously such an important issue within our own community.
And so that's an important issue on the Agudath Israel agenda, of course, is tuition tax relief for the parents that are really double taxation. We discussed it many times. They're paying taxes entitled to a public school education, which is at least $15,000, $16,000 value, but not taking advantage of that. On top of that, they're paying tuition. It's a double taxation. It's certainly a very important issue.
Exactly, and that's one of the reasons why we felt it would be so important to have Senator Booker speak. We want to highlight those voices, particularly in the Democratic Party, who are speaking out in favor of this concept, because that can be a real game changer.
Now, you have also an impressive roster of honorees, so let's look at some of the people that are going to be honored at the upcoming dinner.
Well, we indeed do have some impressive honorees. Leading the list is the former executive vice president of Agudath Israel of America, Rabbi Shmuel Blum, who will be receiving the Rabbi Moshe Scherer Memorial Award. Many of your listeners, I hope, still remember Rabbi Scherer. Rabbi Scherer was a legendary figure in his time, really a seminal figure in the development of the American Orthodox Jewish community.
A powerhouse.
A real powerhouse. And Rabbi Blum was his right-hand man for so many years. And then after Rabbi Scherer's patira, Rabbi Blum took over as the chief executive officer of Agudath Israel. After he retired as well, he still is deeply involved with Agudath Yisrael and other projects in Klal Yisrael, the Karen Hashvius program this year, the Or Sameach, and Rabbi Blum is just a wonderful, wonderful person. It's so appropriate because, you know, this year, Zev, is the 17th Yahrzeit of Rabbi Scherer, and
wow,
the dinner falls out on the very day of the Yahrzeit, Chof Aleph Iyar, 21 days in the year. This, I think, the first time that has happened, that the dinner has fallen out on the very day of the Yahrzeit. As a matter of fact, it's going to be, in addition to the traditional type of dinner that we have, it's going to be, in a way, a yahrzeit suda, because one of Rabbi Scherer's einikloch, Rabbi Yehuda Langer, a great Talmud Chacham, who is a Rebbe in a yeshiva in Muncie, will be making a siyum on the Masechtas Yevamos, and that siyum will elevate the dinner into a sudas mitzvah as a in honor of the yahrzeit of Rabbi Scherer. So we will be honoring Rabbi Blum. Our other major honorees, one of them I know you know well from the Upper West Side, Dr. Michael Zaleski, who is just one of the outstanding physicians, not only in terms of his expertise in oncology and the number of people he has helped, radiology, oncology. He is just a marvelous doctor.
He's a wonderful human being, by the way. In addition to that, he's a wonderful Bat Tfila and a fantastic Balkari.
Fantastic Balkari, a wonderful Tfila, but most importantly of all,
a mensch, a super mensch.
I've met so many people who have so many wonderful things to say about him, having nothing to do with his professional life. Just he's one of the very special people of our time, and we're very delighted that we'll be honoring him. Meish Chop, who is a prominent balabas in Flatbush and who holds the world's record of participating in our annual Yarchei Kala in Yerushalayim. We've been going for the last 15 years to Yerushalayim in January every single year, taking a group of balabasim from America who spend a full week in Yerushalayim learning Torah at the highest level, hearing shiurim from some of the greatest Gedolei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And Meish Chop has been with us for 15 years running now, every single year. He wouldn't miss it for the world. And he has become kind of one of the spiritual leaders of this project of Agudat Yisrael, a very highly popular project. This past year, Zev, we had over 300 people participating in the Yarchei Kala in Yerushalayim.
That's an impressive number.
And then another gentleman who also has participated in Yarchei Kala for a number of years, and is involved more generally with Agudat Yisrael, a member of the Kleisenberger Hasidische community, Rabbi Fishel Roth, is going to be receiving an honor as well, in addition to several very outstanding Avodas HaKodesh awardees. So we have some really terrific people who we are very proud to hold up as role models that Klal Yisrael ought to emulate. Here are the kinds of people who are out there in the work world. They're doing what they need to do to make their parnasa and so on, whether it's in professional or business world or whatever it is. But at the same time, they everything about them creates Kiddush Hashem. They're known by their kindness, by their civility, by the fact that they just project an image of a Torah Jew out in the world around them, which brings pride to Klal Yisrael. And you know, sadly, we don't have enough of that in our world, in our community. These are the kinds of people we like to hold up as our role models and who really are worthy of honor.
And by the way, you know, people are not being honored, but they're certainly part of the good that are doing things on a daily basis. I don't mean just to leave anybody, but I want to especially single out Haskell Bennett, Leon Goldenberg.
These are
very special people that I know for many years that I'm working with on a regular basis.
Zev, these are superstars. We have a number of superstars, and we have people who are extraordinarily talented and do a lot of things that really reflect beautifully on the community and make a real difference in the community. And we are just so proud that they choose to do so, very happily waving the banner of Agudat Yisrael. I guess it's because they recognize that this is the context within which people from all backgrounds can get together. They can join together. They don't ordinarily have occasion to sit under the same roof as people from so many different backgrounds. Under the leadership of Gedolei Yisrael, at the dinner itself, we have a three-tiered dais, and two of the three tiers are populated by some of the most prominent Gedolei Yisrael in America today. So, you know, this is a very unique organization, a unique movement. It's got a history 93 years old here in the United States, over 100 years old on the international scene. And we were all electrified this year when the clip of the Chafetz Chaim coming to the first Knesset Gedola was discovered and was being played broadly. Everybody was seeing that. And among other things, that reminded us that, yes, the Chafetz Chaim and others like the Chafetz Chaim of his time, the Gerer Rebbe and Rav Chaim Meiser and the Chartkever Rebbe and other, the great big, gigantic tzaddikim of that generation were the ones who founded Agudas Yisrael. Agudas Yisrael has always been the movement of the Gedolei Yisrael. And for us to get together on an annual basis and have a dinner which brings together the leading senior Rosh Yeshiva and Rabbanim in our community, together with Askanim, people who are active in the community, the honorees, the Haskell Bennetts, the Leon Goldenbergs, the Amcha, the people who learn Daf Yomi every day and are thereby connected to Agudas Yisrael.
It's a wonderful event. I enjoy going every year, and I would remiss if I didn't also mention your chairman, Shlomo Werdiger, and Rabbi Shlomo Gertzlin. And I might add, I'm happy to see a former West Sider, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Golding, is coming back to the Good Israel too now, right?
Well, we're thrilled. As a matter of fact, this Monday will be his first day back. He spent 9.5 wonderful years at RCCS, Rofei Cholam Cancer Society, which is really one of the outstanding tzedakas in our community today. And he did wonderful work over there. But, you know, I guess when you cut him, the blood that he bleeds is Agudas Yisrael blood. He really is very strongly involved with our organization. Our movement has always been. And when the opportunity arose for us to reach out to him to rejoin us at the executive staff level as our chief operating officer, I think it's a tremendous blessing for us, a tremendous blessing for Klal Yisrael. We're very, very much looking forward to having him back.
I look forward to working with him. I know him for many years. Does an outstanding job. People want to go to the dinner, get more information. How can they do so?
Well, we do have a special telephone number set up. I don't know if anybody's there right now, but for much of the rest of the week, there will be somebody live to answer this phone number, 212-797-8177. That's 212-797-8177. And we also have an email address called dinner, D-I-N-N-E-R, at Agudath Israel, that's A-G-U-D-A-T-H-I-S-R-A-E-L, .org, O-R-G. So that's dinner at agudathisrael.org.
We want to thank you for joining with us. And by the way, I just wanted to add, you mentioned, and we close out with this, you mentioned the Mishnayos contest. I remember Rabbi Marvin Silverman's when I was good, that was a big thing, the Mishnayos contest. I'm sure I won't say how old it was, at least 40 years ago, how it's changed and more kids are involved than even then. And it's nice to see that it's continuing with such great success.
Well, Zev, if you were part of the Mishnayos contest and you grew up to be part of a real Klal Yisrael, you're really deeply involved in Klal Yisrael, I'm going to say that had a big impact on you too.
Absolutely. And by the way, you know, for a while I was even a Good Israel leader on the Aguda of Ocean Parkway at the Yeshiva of Brooklyn many, many years ago.
Would you look at that?
You see?
Hey, you never know.
You never know. Anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the dinner and greeting yourself and all the colleagues and all the 1,000 people and a lot of elected officials and honored guests are going to be there. Continued success, and we look forward to having you back.
Zev, it's always a pleasure to speak to you. I wish you and your listeners a good tovach and great hatzlacha in all that you do.
Amen. Reb Chaim Dovid Zwibel, the Executive Vice President, Good at Israel of America. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll hear the latest news from Israel right after this.
TCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.